Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane.
It's Superman.
It's Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with amazing physical powers far beyond those of mortal men, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, wages a never-ending battle for truth and justice. Today at the Daily Planet, a switchboard operator gives Clark Kent a message which sends him leaping into action as Superman.
Miss Lane phoned while you were out, Mr. Kent, from Paris.
From Paris?
Yeah, she sent for me to tell you something terrible has happened.
What?
Yeah, she said she's in, let's see now. Oh, yeah, 13 Rue Saint-Germain.
13 Rue Saint-Germain?
That's right, you're to contact her there. She sounded awfully upset. I never heard her like that before.
Okay, I'll take care of it. Thanks very much.
I'm afraid this is a job for Superman. Better get over there fast. There we are. All set. Now, up, up, and away!
Say, gang, have you ever heard of the romance of philately? Yes, P-H-I-L-A-T-E-L-Y, philately. Now, for those of you who are not yet philatelists, that's a fancy word that simply means stamp collecting. It comes from two Greek words meaning fond of not having to pay tax. Isn't that something? Of course, that fits most people. But it's used for stamp collectors because stamps are a form of tax. There's exciting romance and adventure in philately that comes from the many stories connected with this hobby. Yes, there are yarns of great men, of wars and bloodshed, of man's struggle for freedom, all tied up in the stories of stamps. One simple story is about a man who asked his postmaster for a sheet of 24-cent airmail stamps. Well, after buying them, he noticed that the picture of the airplane on the center of the stamp was upside down. Well, the issue was withdrawn, and the lucky man who discovered the error sold his stamps for $15,000. Now they're worth at least $40,000. That's right, $40,000 for one sheet of stamps that originally cost only a few dollars. Now, to show you how each stamp has a story behind it, let's take a new stamp the United States has just recently issued. It's in memory of William Allen White, a famous newspaper man whose ideas and ideals were typical of the American way of life, and whose newspaper waged war against corruption. For that, he is honored by a stamp bearing his likeness. So you see, there really is romance in philately if you just look for it. And I suggest you do.
And now, the adventures of Superman.
When Lois Lane's sister Diana telephoned from Paris, France, and said she was in great danger and flew to Paris. But when she arrived at the little rooming house where Diana, a professional dancer, was staying, she found the furniture overturned and evidence of a... And Diana was mysteriously missing. Lois called the police and then put through a transatlantic phone call for Clark Kent in Metropolis, who, resuming his true identity of Superman, rocketed across the ocean to Paris. And now, once more in his guise of the mild-mannered, bespectacled reporter, Kent knocks at Diana's door.
Hello, Lois.
Why, Clark.
Surprised?
Well, it can't be you.
Oh, of course it is. May I come in?
But I spoke to the Daily Planet only a few minutes ago. You couldn't have come all the way here from Metropolis in a few minutes. You just couldn't.
Well, you see, Lois, you left Metropolis yesterday, you know.
I know,
And you left word you were flying to Paris. So,
oh, you mean you got on another plane yesterday and followed me here?
Well, what difference does it make how I got here? I'm here. Now, please tell me what's going on.
Oh, Clark, I'm terribly worried.
Why? Great Scott, what happened to this place?
Yes, this is just the way I found it, Clark. The furniture overturned and... And Diana gone.
Gone? Where?
I don't know where, but I'm sure something terrible must have happened
to her.
Wait
a minute. You don't know.
She told me she was in great danger, and when I
did. She did? When?
Yesterday morning when she phoned me. She said strange things were happening that she didn't understand, and she was in danger. She begged me to come to Paris, but when I arrived a little while ago, she...
You fools and Diana gone?
Yes. Oh, Clark, what'll I do?
Well, now, wait. The first thing to do is pull yourself together.
Well, that's easy to say.
Wait a minute. There are two men in the next room. Who are they?
One is Captain Dulac from the police department, and the other is Jean Le Concierge, the superintendent of the house.
Oh, I see.
Mademoiselle Lane, I wish to ask you, who is this man?
Oh, this is Clark Kent, Captain. He's a reporter on the Metropolis Daily Planet, too.
Ah, a pleasure, monsieur.
Look, Captain, have you found out anything about my sister?
No. I have not yet found out what happened to her, mademoiselle.
Oh, dear.
But the concierge here tells me that your sister had a visitor this evening.
Oh, oui, oui, a young man.
A young man with whom your sister quarreled very bitterly.
Really? Well, what?
It is a good thing my other tenants were not at home, or I would have had complaints.
What did they quarrel about, do you know?
No, monsieur. I do not know. They spoke so swiftly and in English, and I was downstairs.
Oh.
But the young man was in a great rage. That I can tell you.
Good heavens, why
did you...
Do
you know who
you
this
do?
Man was?
No, monsieur. I have never seen him before.
What did he look like?
I saw him for a moment only, mon capitaine. It was when he arrived. Tall, handsome, that is all I remember.
Well, was he dark or light?
Let me think. His hair was the color of ripe wheat, that was wavy.
Ah, tall, handsome, light, wavy hair, and he spoke English, you say?
Oui, monsieur. Like an American, he spoke.
Uh-huh. Well, that description mean anything to you, Lois?
No. Wait a minute.
What?
Yes. Yes, it does, Clark. It sounds like Raymond.
Oh, mademoiselle.
Raymond. I forget his last name. He's Diana's dancing partner. They call themselves Diana and Raymond.
Oh, I see.
I only met him once, and I can't say I liked him very much. He seemed, well, sort of moody and sullen.
Oh?
But I'm sure he wouldn't hurt Diana. After all, they were partners. And besides, I think he was in love with her.
Aha. A lover's quack.
No, no, no. Diana wasn't in love with him.
Say, there must be billboard pictures of them or newspaper photographs.
Oh, of course.
Look, Captain Dulac, huh? If Jean here saw a photograph of Raymond, maybe he could identify him as the young man.
An excellent idea, Monsieur Kent. We will all proceed to a newspaper office at once. Allons. This is Le Matin of last Sunday.
There, look.
Voilà, a photograph of Diana and Raymond. Behold, Jean, is this the man who called on Mademoiselle Diana this evening?
Oui, he is the woman, Captain.
Ah, oh, we're getting someplace.
But I tell you, Clark, I don't think Raymond had anything to do with whatever happened to Diana.
You can't be sure, Lois.
But look,
mademoiselle, you will please return to your sister's apartment with Jean. Monsieur Kent, you and I will proceed to Le Préfecture de Gendarme.
Good.
In a short time, I promise you we will locate this Monsieur Raymond. And undoubtedly, Mademoiselle Diana, too.
Fine, Captain. Let's go. Well, Captain Dulac, what have you learned?
I have learned, Monsieur Kent, that Raymond departed from his hotel but 1 hour ago with his luggage.
Checked out, eh?
Oui.
Anyone know where he went?
He took a taxi cab to the airport.
The airport?
Oui. He undoubtedly flees.
Well, come on, then. Let's get down there and stop him.
I am sorry, Captain Dulac, but the plane bearing this Monsieur Raymond departed 3/4 of an hour ago.
You are certain?
Oh, oui. It was a chartered plane which was awaiting him.
A chartered plane?
Oui, monsieur.
Was he alone?
No, monsieur. A young lady accompanied him, a very beautiful young lady.
What?
He says Monsieur Raymond was accompanied
yes,
by...
Yes, yes, I know what he said. Look, this young lady, can you describe her?
Ah, oui. Slender she was. Not too tall, dark hair.
That could be Diana.
Undoubtedly it was Miss Lane. So now our case comes to an end, eh?
What do you mean?
It is as I said before. Mademoiselle Diana and Monsieur Raymond loved each other. They had a quarrel. But now they compose their differences and fly away together. Ah, l'amour.
Oh, no, no, you're wrong, Captain Dulac. First, Diana was not in love with Raymond. Second, she knew her sister Lois was on the way to Paris.
But, monsieur...
So she would not have left before Lois arrived. Not willingly, that is.
But l'amour, monsieur. when one is caught by Cupid...
Oh, nonsense. Diana told Lois she was in great danger, and the condition of her apartment bears her out.
Oui, that is true, Monsieur, but...
If Diana did leave in that plane with Raymond, something is very wrong. And if it isn't Diana, well, Raymond may know what happened to her. So I'm going after that plane.
After the plane? How can you do that?
Well, I have ways. Tell me, Monsieur, you know where Raymond's plane was bound?
The clearance paper said for Madrid.
Madrid? Okay, thanks. I'll see you later, Captain Dulac.
But where do you go, Monsieur? Monsieur, listen to me.
I can change behind this hangar here. Raymond's plane left about an hour ago. If he is headed for Madrid, it won't take long for Superman to catch up with him. There we are. I'm all set. Up! Up! And away!
Leaping up from the Paris airport, Superman takes a quick bearing from the stars and rockets away to the south in pursuit of Raymond's plane. We'll be back in a moment for the startling climax of today's episode. So keep listening.
Say, gang, have you ever tried collecting stamps? It's really a swell hobby. Now, one of the best ways I know of collecting is topically. That is, all stamps are about one subject. For example, try a collection of sports stamps. The United States has issued one honoring the game of baseball, and three for the Olympic Games held here in 1932. One has a runner getting ready to start, one has a discus thrower, and the third pictures a skier. Several foreign countries have put out a lot more sports stamps than we have, particularly Russia and Germany. So try to get those. Or you might prefer to save animal stamps. And then there are dozens of other classifications that are swell fun, such as flags, ships, kings and queens. Yes, and even mustaches. Another way of collecting is to select a certain type of stamp. For example, try airmails. They're often very good looking, and they might even help you in plane identification. Of course, sometimes airmails can lead you astray. You remember the airmail stamps we used before the new ones came out last year? They had a plane on them, but it was a completely imaginary aircraft. No United States plane ever existed with that design, but that's rare. Now, I'd like to let you in on the secret of having a really good collection. It's not to spend a lot of money. The trick is to make the stamps you have look attractive, neat, and above all, interesting. Take your time about arranging the stamps in your collection. With that in mind, gang, go to it. Join the ranks of the millions upon millions of stamp collectors all over the world. You'll find it great fun.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman.
While Superman was pursuing Raymond, Lois Lane, exhausted and worried, had fallen asleep in a chair in the missing Diana's sitting room. A slight noise at the door causes her to twitch restlessly, but she does not awaken. Nor does she stir when the door opens softly and then closes. But suddenly, a moment later, a closer sound, or perhaps a sixth sense, causes the girl reporter to open her eyes. And then she sits bolt upright, a scream choking in her throat. A man, his coat collar turned up, a mask covering his face, crouches but a foot away. In his hand, he holds a revolver, which he points at Lois. And as Lois opens her mouth to yell, the man speaks.
Do not make a sound, mademoiselle, or you will die.
Stifling the scream on her lips, the girl reporter sits as if frozen, watching the masked man approach.
Who is this man? What is this strange mystery which caused Diana to summon her sister to Paris, and then apparently resulted in the strange disappearance of the young dancer? Is she in the plane which Superman is even now pursuing? Fellows and girls, the mystery and the danger grow even deeper tomorrow. So be sure to listen. Be sure to tune in tomorrow, same time, same station, for Chapter 3 of The Secret of the Letter on The Adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Comics Magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time. Watch for the Superman Adventure serial soon to be shown at your local movie theater. This program came from New York. Stay tuned to your mutual station for Adventure Parade, which follows in just a moment. And right after Adventure Parade, you will hear Tom Mix and his Straight Shooters. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.